You have just tuned into Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender and letting go in order to let new and better things come into your life. Learn the true meaning of surrender. Get ready. Here is Brittany showing you how to lose to gain it all.
Hey everyone, Happy New Year. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You are here with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we made it. We're now in 2021. Couldn't believe that we could get out of 2020, at least somewhat unscathed, but there's some new challenges in the first 2 weeks. So it's kind of 2020 with a different wig. Let's go with that. So today we're going to be talking about practice. Are we talking about practice? To quote Allen Iverson. And a few months ago in July, we talked about how to build a spiritual practice. But I thought coming back to it again, especially during all the swirling chaos around us, how do we center and ground ourselves? And with that, I have a guest today. Her name is Eden Harmony. A wonderful person that I have met through Instagram, through one of my great hobbies, skincare. And Eden is a meditation teacher. And I brought her in to talk to us about the value of building a meditation practice. How do we build that practice and the value of that practice in the near and long term? And with that, I'd like to say, welcome, Eden. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, Brittany. I'm really excited to be here. I'm good. I'm here in sunny San Diego. The weather's amazing. Wish you could be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was quite rainy in Seattle last night, but it's bright and sunny here, but probably not as warm as San Diego. I'm somewhat jealous. At least you get to go out to the beaches as you post that on your Instagram. And with that, can you tell us where folks can find you on the interwebs?
Definitely. You can find me on Instagram at With Eden Harmony, and my website is withedenharmony.com.
Okay, perfect. And as I said, I met Eden through my hobby, skincare, and she is also the proprietor of another company called Mirror Shop. So if you are into K-beauty, T-beauty, specifically T-beauty, go there and purchase some skincare. And for today's show, the first person that can email me at brit@miles2coaching.com, you can win a $25 gift card at Eden Shop. So do email me at brit@miles2coaching.com. And we'll be talking about that more throughout the show. But now let's just move back to learn a little bit more about Eden. So Eden, you have many skills, many different interests. So tell us, how did you start on this meditation journey?
Definitely. So I would say my first and my greatest calling is being a meditation teacher. Where do I begin? Well, I could start with school. So I graduated university 5 years ago. I went to the University of California, Berkeley. Mm-hmm. And then after Berkeley, I spent about 2 years traveling Asia, learning different wellness modalities, yoga, meditation. And my first job actually was for a very large, very demanding type of company in China. They call it the Apple of China, very large tech company. And there I was thrown into the world of, you know, the working world, with all its stressors and, you know, new challenges. But on top of that, it was in China, which is notorious for having a 996 culture, which is basically you work for 9 hours, or sorry, I think it's 669. Don't quote me on that, but basically you just work a lot. Like, you have to be in the office all the time. You get in the morning and you leave after dinner, very common. And they want you in on the weekends too. They really value FaceTime. So that type of lifestyle I quickly found out is not sustainable, not just to me, because I was like a little American fresh college graduate, just like, you know, thrown into that world. But I could also see in my colleagues, you know, it was really wearing them down. And it was then that I started playing around with meditation and incorporating meditation into my corporate working lifestyle. Before I was, you know, traveling, I was in all these retreats, I was staying at ashrams, you know, really off the grid. And that was where I got a lot of my practice and my education in that in. And then in the opposite world, in the corporate world, that it just felt so different from where I had been practicing all the wellness before. But I started playing around with bringing some of that in. You know, I couldn't, you know, just drop everything and fly to Bali for the weekend. Though I did take advantage of the fact that I was based in Asia, so I did try to get that in.
Of course.
But, you know, during the week, you can't necessarily do that. And I practiced, you know, incorporating that into that environment. My colleagues, my friends noticed. They're like, what are you doing? And I told them about it, and I shared a little bit with them. And lo and behold, I realized that first, they really enjoyed it, even though we were in the office, we were in that crazy environment. Even though it was only 5-10 minutes, you know, I could really see a difference. They could really feel a difference. And second, I realized that it made me feel really great too, to be teaching them that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm definitely onto something here. But I didn't really, think about that back then, you know, as a college graduate. I was just like, okay, I just need to make it 1 year in my first job out of college.
Well, it sounds like you did that and more. I see that you were able to kind of find your way through that environment. I mean, you know, folks your age and older and beyond would really struggle in that type of environment where it is very much go, go, go to the point of exhaustion. And the fact that you were able to latch on to, you know, ancient wisdom to get you through that, I think is amazing. And that you were able to explore that and then also find that call to teaching. So with all of that, what value did having a spiritual practice bring to your life?
That's a loaded question. But first, you know, when you said go, 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 you know, I'm not no stranger to that type of environment. When I went to college, you know, at Berkeley, it's extremely go, go, go. And even back then, something was telling me like, I don't know if this is for me. I mean, I can definitely appreciate the education and the environment that I was exposed to, but something in me told me that, yeah, it's probably this type of lifestyle is not for me. And so back then I started toying around with learning about spiritual practices. And you know, I went to Berkeley and there's all types of different things. It's like a melting pot of spirituality.
Of course.
So that is where I first was introduced to yoga and meditation, actually, the very, very first time. And I think that played a really big part. But also, you know, the environment in the school versus like the spiritual side of Berkeley, there was still some type of division I could feel. So I didn't really go in that deep. And on top of that, I don't think, you know, it was the right time for me. It wasn't until I really went to Asia, you know, first to travel, but I was naturally drawn to a lot of like really ancient sites, a lot of temples, a lot of ashrams. It just felt very right there. Like I'm very feelings guided. So for example, in school, I was just like, oh, this doesn't really feel right. I don't know what's right, but it doesn't feel right. And then traveling, I was like, okay, these things like feel a little bit more right. And I think, you know, starting to listen to what my feelings and what my internal voice was telling me was the beginning of developing that spiritual practice. Really knowing, you know, what's going on here so that I can connect with myself first and foremost. once I established that connection with myself, then naturally, like the connection to others, the universe, you know, all things in the spirit realm, that naturally follows. At least it did for me.
Well, that's what I was going to hit upon. It seems like the universe put you in the right place at the right time. I think all of those elements, you know, come into play. Everything is ordered. You know, there are no accidents. Everything comes in divine timing. And it sounds like it really lined up for you in order for you to develop that practice and reap and gain the benefits of it. And that's what brought you here. And that I think that's what brought us together. So with that, we're going to get ready for a break. We are here with Eden Harmony, with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we are talking about practice and building a spiritual practice. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how to build a meditation practice so that we can get grounded and kind of let the chaos of the outside world spin around us and just stay centered and within our own feeling senses. So with that, stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, psychic medium Jamie. Return next time for an empowering and yet chilling look into the raw side of spirit. For more information about myself and the Eye of Soul, visit EyeofSoulRadio.com. That's Eye of Soul Radio. Eye of Soul Radio, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You're here with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And I have a very special guest today. Her name is Eden Harmony. She is a meditation teacher and private coach. And we're talking about practice. we're talking about practice? To quote Allen Iverson, ever so long ago, but still ever so funny. But today, more seriously, we're talking about how to build a spiritual practice, specifically a meditation practice. And I brought Eden on today to talk about how we can do that and talk about the value of meditation. So Eden, tell folks how they can reach you on your socials.
You can find me on Instagram at withedenharmony and my website withedenharmony.com.
Yes, thank you. And Eden is also the owner of a tea beauty company called Miru Shop. And we have a $25 giveaway today for the first person that can email a comment to me at Brit@milestogocoaching.com. And again, that's Brit, B-R-I-T-T, at miles2gocoaching.com. Yeah, and you can get $25 to shop the site and get some beautiful, wonderful skincare. My favorites are sheet masks. I have many, many sheet masks. I'm a hoarder. What can I say? But I look ageless. So with that, thank you, Ethan. And with that, let's talk about the value of meditation. As a practitioner, proponent, teacher, coach, let's talk about what does meditation do for the mind?
Meditation quiets the mind. It's like hiring a cleaner. whatever is going on in your mind.
Mm-hmm. A Hoover.
Yes. Yes. Or, you know, if you have a cleaning lady, before she comes, you have to organize everything first, right? You can't just like give, unless that's, you know, your jam. But usually what I like to do is I like to at least put things out of the way. Or right. Tidy, and then that way she can come and clean. So I would say meditation is kind of like the tidying part, like figuring out, okay, what's going on here in my mind? Okay, like let's see if we want to, you know, okay, well, this is probably trash, we want to throw away. Mm-hmm. Or this is, you know, belongs in the bookshelf. And then once you get deeper into your practice, that's when you can like, you know, clean and get everything a little bit more sparkly so that once you step out of the practice, you can open your eyes and you're just like, okay, wow, I feel like I can think a lot more clear and, mm-hmm. You know, act in a less blocked way.
And I love the metaphor of cleaning. I use cleaning because I think everyone can relate to that on some level, right? And I love the idea and the metaphor of like tidying things up. But as a, you know, as a tech professional, and I know you work a lot with those folks and you're an industry professional as well, is that if you tell me I have to tidy up, I'm going to use that as control, right? Light, or maybe just forcing. It depends on what the day is. So how would you work with me to let go of some of that control? Because again, that's something that I teach here is letting go and surrendering. But how do you teach that to a newcomer to meditation?
You know, that's interesting that you use the word control. I hear that word so much. Like, I think almost every person that I come across, you know, in the beginning especially, they're just like, I don't want to give up control, or like I want to get better control. Mm-hmm. And usually my response is, you know, I hear you. Control feels great, you know, and a lot of what I'm actually working with them is not so much centered on like control, but allowing them to quiet down so they can know what feels right for them. And what seems and is telling them, you know, and what is guiding them from the inside. So I think all of us have an inner voice that it's easy to crowd it out with outside influences, with, you know, an overthinking mind, with stress. So my job is to kind of go in there, help calm you down, and then see if I can bring that inner voice out. And that inner voice can be, I feel bad. It's very basic. Sometimes a student will come to me and I'll say like, so before we start the class, like, how are you feeling? Do you feel good or bad? Mm-hmm. And they're just like, they can't really answer. So I'm just like, okay, then, you know, we don't really have to worry about control right now. We have to worry about allowing you to really understand what your what's going on within you. And then we can work with that.
And I love what you say about that, because lots of different meditation teachers I've talked to bring up many different ways of approaching. And I love the fact that you approach it from, you're allowing what comes up for people to come from that inner knowing. And you touched upon that at the beginning of the last segment, was that how you got guided to this was really basically your inner knowing. And I think that's incredibly important, because most of us in culture are pretty much kind of dead from the neck down. As a former massage therapist and Pilates instructor, folks really are in their heads, and it's this ongoing story and running dialogue. And, you know, I think another metaphor to throw out there is like, they're the star in their own movie, but they don't even know what's going to, you know, they keep predicting what's going to happen next. And they're afraid of that still small voice that's inside that's telling them the next step. One could call it God's GPS, or just a GPS system. It's, you know, what's right for you. You know, when you're like, I shouldn't turn down that corner, or you can't understand why you just don't like someone, or a reason why you really like someone and you just met them, but they feel right. And I think meditation opens up and creates that space for allowing that voice to become stronger. I know within my own practice, I can hear that voice more clearly. And it's the voice that, no, you can trust it, right? You hear it, but you're like, but it's telling me something too good to be true. And it's not too good to be true. It's actually what is real, because the universe is conspiring in your favor. And a lot of the stuff in our minds is basically self-sabotage. At least in my case, I will only speak for myself. But once I started anchoring and listening to that voice, especially through practice, I got calmer and things slowed down for me. Life became a lot easier, where I could hear, even in that rush of being in a technology professional and going from thing to thing to thing, context switching, people changing direction, all of that, I can get still. And instead of speeding up, I slow down. And I mean, do you find that with your clientele of, as you get deeper into practice, things start to shift in that way?
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, a lot of shifts every single moment. I want to talk about really quickly what you said, like that voice that you were speaking of. So I think, especially to a lot of my new students, it seems like really abstract still. So what I really love to focus on as the foundation of my teaching is, let's go back to the basics, right? Does this feel good or bad? Like, if I am pinching you, that feels bad, right? And if you are breathing nice and deeply, that feels good, right? So we start with that. And in terms of feeling and what that inner voice will tell you, it's much more clear cut when it's about your physical body, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I like the way I'm sitting. I do not like the way I'm sitting. I would like one more pillow, right? So that is also your voice. And that is kind of from where we start. Exercising that listening to your own voice muscle. And meditation, it can be very cerebral. It can be in the head, but meditation can also be very in the body. And I would say a lot of my teaching, especially to beginners, especially in the beginning, it's very in the body, because a lot of my students are already using their minds all the time, every day, you know? Mm-hmm. They're thinking really, really hard, or they're like programming, or they're leading a team. It's all in the mind. So meditation is that chance to bring them back into their body, into their physical body experience, mm-hmm. and allow them to kind of elicit that voice out, that voice that is driven by intuition, feeling, and not so much logic and reason. And we need both.
Oh, totally, totally. It's the feeling of sensation, again, back in body, like I was saying before,
people are dead from the neck down. And as you're rightly so, it's like, is this comfortable, uncomfortable? Does this, is this good or bad? Is this painful or not? Because that's how you get into that settled, becoming settled. And then mind can also shift you with, wow, I have this pain, or I feel sleepy and I want to drift off, right? Because it doesn't want to be there, because mind is always going to try to get you away from this, as opposed to wanting to stay there and be present. What I'd like to do when we get back, because we're going to be going to a break, and this is a really great discussion. Another piece of this is what I want to talk about is, what do you do with the things that come up in your practice? So with that, I want to say we're here with Eden Harmony. She is a meditation teacher, practitioner, and we're talking about practice and how do you build a spiritual practice? How do you get grounded in yourself, in your body, so that you can deal with the swirling chaos that is our world? Lots of things happened in 2020, still more to come in 2021, but it's important for us to find that place of peace and stillness so that we can still just be ourselves in spite or despite the things going on around us. And we're going to be going to break, and we'll be back and we'll be talking more with Eden. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number two, gocoaching.com.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Hey,
Hey everyone, welcome back. It's me, Brittany Miles, here on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And I'm here with Eden Harmony. She is a meditation teacher and coach and skincare business owner. And we are talking about practice, spiritual practice, how to develop a spiritual practice, specifically meditation, during this crazy time that we are living in. 2020 is over, but 2021 is wearing a different wig, but still giving us a lot of 2020 vibes. So we are here to figure out how we can stay grounded in spite, despite the chaos that's swirling around us. And last segment, we were talking about what the value of meditation is for you. We talked about what it does to the mind. We were talking about how it impacts the body and gets us centered and present to the present moment. And one thing I wanted to pick back up on, Eden, is once you get quiet, you get still, you're focused on the breath, you're trying to shut down your mind, and you're starting to hear that still small voice, which is your intuition, the person who you really are. What do you do with all the other things that come up for you? Like if there's sadness, grief, anger, how do you manage those things within your practice?
So the first thing to realize is that the fact that it's coming up means that you're doing something well. There's no right or wrong way to meditate, but you know, some people might think that the fact that there's a feeling coming up or like a thought coming in, that means like their practice is bad or something. That means they can't focus. I don't, you know, really think that that's necessarily the case. I think when you close your eyes and you drop into your breath and your body and you allow the chatter in your mind to quiet down and the outside world to kind of fade away, whatever that comes up is extremely, you know, worth paying attention to. And it's almost like they're like little messages. So if you're meditating, all of a sudden you feel really sad, which is actually, I would say, quite common with a lot of my students. Like all of a sudden, you know, I'll feel, you know, their sadness or something. You know, it's almost like the body, the emotional body. Well, let's back up. So usually when we feel sadness, and we have to, like, you know, keep on moving forward in life, what we do is we try to, you know, best case scenario, we resolve it. We let it breathe and we let it play itself out. A lot of the times, more difficult emotions will just kind of be put to the side. Mm-hmm. And they don't necessarily disappear, but they do, you know, we are carrying them with us. Mm-hmm. So during meditation, when we quiet down, that is their opportunity to come up and be like, hey, like, it seems like you're quiet. It seems like everything's calm. Like, well, I'm naturally going to come up then because, you know, you were kind of pushing me away for so long. Mm-hmm. And when it naturally comes up, just watching it come up and then, you know, play itself out, like it might get stronger, it might get quieter, but it's not static. It won't stay there forever. That's just the nature of everything in life. Everything is always in change. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I try to teach my students very early on, that everything's always changing. And I use their body as the example.
Right. And I mean, everything is impermanent. We change moment by moment, breath by breath. And what I loved about what you just said is that it's that quietness. I call it the stillness. And that's when things are able to come up, because it's in that quietness. It's the lack of control. Going back to that, it's just things have calmed down. You have lowered your defenses and there's a lack of fear. You feel safe. Maybe I think that's a better word. There's a sense of security and that you're actually trusting what's happening within this moment in this time. And another thing that we actually teach on the show is RAIN, which I'm sure you're familiar with Tara Brach, as well as what you can do to help deal with some of those difficult emotions as well after your meditation, or maybe even during your meditation. Do you teach skills like that as well with your students?
So I'm actually not quite familiar with RAIN.
Oh,
Oh, I can tell you.
Yeah,
I can tell you about RAIN. Sure. So RAIN is an acronym to help folks deal with difficult emotions that can come up in life during meditation. So R is to recognize and just allow, you know, just like I'm having that emotion. And A is accepting what is, that I'm having this difficult time and it's happening here. And then I is that you allow yourself to investigate with care what's happening. So what type of questions come up for you? Why am I sad? Am I angry? Is it about my mom? Is it about my dad? And then N, using self-compassion to nurture what's happening for you, and treat yourself with care and self-love.
Yeah, definitely. So during meditation, so for example, I just taught a class where we talked about like uncertainty about this coming year and how that feels. So what I did was I had them calm down, drop into their breath, and then find where on their body using their hands that feeling is coming from. So for example, it might be in the chest and I feel like your heart is fluttering and it's uncomfortable, it doesn't feel good. And what I'll do is during that meditation, I will allow or direct them to put their breath or direct their breath there. So like if we're breathing, we start to breathe into the chest area. And breathing itself is a very, if you're doing deep breaths, very expansive, and it allows, you know, it clears some blockages and it allows like fresh life force to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting side note, in Chinese medicine, or in Chinese, the character for air, for breath, is qi,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's also the same character used for life force energy. So breath is also like what has us be alive. And by meditating, we're manipulating, or I don't know about manipulating, but we are, you know, taking in more life force energy and sending it to a place that might need it. So naturally that area will feel a little bit looser and lighter. And then, you know, after the meditation, if there's anything lingering, I always encourage my students to talk to me about it. Or I'll tell them to, if they want to, they can journal about it, or we can revisit it next time.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. It's just allowing what is to come up and able to process it. And it's not that you could maybe process something quickly, or it might take time. And you have this space where you allow all of these feelings to coexist and help you to understand exactly what's driving you. And as I've talked about a lot of stuff, because this is my journey, which I'm sharing with everyone else, is that in the fall, I had a lot of strong emotions about an issue and I thought I had cleared them, but nope, we're on the next level. It's healing is ongoing, right? It's, I think Ram Dass says it best, is we're all walking each other home. So there's always a different layer, it's a different layer, it's a different layer. And I think that's kind of the joy in the process. So let's talk about kind of how do you build something? So it's wonderful that we can get all of these wonderful things out of meditation, but the only way is to put something into it. And that's where it gets tough. So if I'm coming to you and I'm like, yeah, I've meditated before, I'm interested in getting to deepen my practice, how do I build a practice? What are the most important elements in building that practice?
Well, first of all, I would ask, why do you want to build a practice? Mm-hmm. And it varies for everyone. Mm-hmm. Some people might say, I want to build a practice because I want to focus more on work. Some people might say to, you know, work with my anxiety and stress. And those are extremely different reasons. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the way I would recommend you to structure your practice, or the way I would teach you, is very different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think being really clear about why your practice, that why is really important, because if that isn't clear, then, and you're just kind of, this is what I see sometimes, you know, it's like they take their vitamins every day and like they think that they should be meditating every day too, like for 30 minutes or something. And, you know, they say that, you know, they don't really feel anything different, or it's not, they don't think that they're getting the results, or they don't think it's working, that is, you know, my signal to turn it back onto them and be like, okay, well, why do you want to practice? And if you want to focus better, like, do you think, you know, you need to have to do it every day, or, you know, at that set time, or is it something that we can build in as a tool for you to use and call upon when you're feeling really foggy at work? So it's not like, okay, I wake up and, like, before my morning coffee, I sit down 30 minutes to meditate. That works for a lot of people. What I find is that if someone comes to me and they're like, yeah, I don't know if it works, and, like, they've been doing something like that, I'm like, okay, well, let's go more intuitive route. Like, if your why is to be more focused, let's use it when and only when you need focus. And that is your practice. Similarly,
go ahead. No, sorry.
Similarly, like, if you have, you know, anxiety, okay, and you want to meditate and build a practice for anxiety, personally, telling someone or having someone, like, meditate at a set time every single day, like, that's kind of a lot of pressure, you know? So again, it's also like, let's hone your intuition, your inner voice. If you feel like you're having some anxiety right now, you know, maybe you can ask yourself, like, do I want to meditate? It's a little bit, I think it's a little bit more elastic in that case, because it's like, you know, if you're anxious, then you have to meditate. That puts a lot of pressure too. So again, it's all back to the voice and letting them trust what they're telling themselves.
And I like that. It's a tool to use whenever and however. So with that, let's put a break, a pause in this, and we're going to go to a break. This is Brittany Mile on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we're here with Eden Harmony, and we're talking about practice and building spiritual practice, specifically meditation. Stay tuned.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
The Dr. Pat Show.
This is it. The energy of heart to heart, mind to mind, love to love. These are the questions that people have and rarely state. When we have an internal transformation and we see things differently, what does it mean to step into the full nature of being a spiritual being? How am I to be? This is it. Every day, you have to do something outrageously positive. It is so absolutely relevant, because what I've seen in humanity, despite what's in the headlines, I'm so struck by the heroes that have come forward. I'm just absolutely in awe. The idea generators and superheroes. All of you, you are the best listening audience in the world, and we are bringing it in 2021.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. that process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them. That's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on.
Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Hey everyone, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. I am Brittany Miles here on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. We are talking about building a spiritual practice, specifically meditation. I'm here with the lovely Eden Harmony, who is a meditation teacher and coach and business owner. And with that, we have a great giveaway today with her shop, Miru Shop. It's a tea beauty skincare store. So first person to email me at Britt, B-R-I-T-T, at miles2go2coaching.com, you can win a $25 gift certificate. So with that, what we'd like to do in this segment, as we've been talking about how Eden came to meditation, how she became a teacher, the value of meditation, and then how do we actually build out to practice? We're actually going to practice as a group. So Eden's going to lead us in a 5-minute meditation. And with that, I'm going to throw it to you, Eden. Take us through.
Right. Okay. Well, the first thing before we start this meditation is I want to make sure that, you know, you're ready for it. You're in a room that you feel safe and okay to close your eyes and relax in. Mm-hmm. The next thing is, you know, is there anything that came up for you today that you want to work through in the meditation? Anything that you're feeling?
For me, it's been craving and grasping. So wanting something to happen on my timeline, but I have to be patient and I'm not good at patience.
And is that making you feel frustrated or?
Frustrated and anxious.
Okay. Got it. All right. Thank you for sharing. Let's go ahead and close our eyes.
Sure.
Okay. And we'll just settle in here. And what I think we can do is we'll go ahead and take 3 cleansing breaths. So what that means is we breathe deeply in through the nose and we exhale audibly through the mouth. So we can do it together. Breathe in with me. Open mouth, exhale. Good, one more. Very good, breathe in. All the way out. Good, so after these 3 breaths, you should feel a little bit lighter, a little bit more present. And what we'll start to do is we'll start by placing our left hand on our chest, our left hand on our stomach and our right hand on our chest. And just breathe as usual here. But I want you to notice if there's one hand that's moving more than the other. And usually that would be the hand, or right hand, one on our chest. And we'll go ahead and start to mindfully deepen our breath and send that breath to our belly. So that with every inhale and exhale, your left hand moves more now. So we'll breathe in together. We'll breathe out. One more in. Out. And continue this on your own, these deeper, slower belly breaths. And usually during the day, we tend to keep the breath shallow in our chest. And when we're more relaxed, we naturally breathe all the way into the belly. So we're just helping our body out by having it be in this slower, deeper belly breaths. We'll breathe in here together. And out. One more. And out. And continue this on your own. You can put your hands down if you feel like it. But you might feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more in your body now that we're breathing into the belly. And I want you to enjoy it. Enjoy how nice this feels. You can smile a little bit. Good. Now, keeping this deep breath, I want us to now think about the craving, the grasping that we were talking about earlier, and the frustration and anxiety that we might feel when we don't get what we want. And just as I said that, just as I brought this into our meditation, you might have noticed your breath. It might have shortened a little bit. It might have been a little bit shallow. You might have tensed up. So if that's the case, just bring yourself back into this deep belly breath. We'll breathe in and out. Good. Now, this feeling, this craving and frustration, anxiety, where do you feel it in your body? And I want you to go ahead and put your hands on that part of the body. It might be in your stomach. It might be in your chest. It might be in your hips. It might be in your head. Wherever it may be, just go ahead and on the next breath in, place your hands there. And as we're breathing into this area, notice first, by your hands being there, if anything different happened. Your hands in there are nice and warm. Our hands bring attention to that area. So if you notice something changing, that's good. And I think that was the timer. So what we'll do is we'll send a couple intentional breaths into that area of your body. So we'll breathe in all the way to your hips or your chest, and breathe out from there. And with every breath in, enjoy that fresh life force energy you're sending there. And with every breath out, you're releasing the frustration, the anxiety, and all of that, that stickiness, what you don't want, what you don't feel serves you. So we'll breathe in together. Breathe out. Very good. One more. And out. Last one in. Release. Very good. Before we end this meditation, keep your eyes closed. I want you to, if you are not already, place your hands on your heart. And I want you to tell yourself thank you. Thank yourself for meditating and giving yourself that attention. And that might feel nice and warm in your heart. You might feel an expansiveness in your chest. You might want to smile a little bit. Just tell yourself thank you. You did something really good for yourself. And with that, you can open your eyes. Yeah.
I was going to say thank you. That felt wonderful. I needed that. That helped me to release a lot of stuff in my chest that's been sitting there for the day. So with that, you know what? We're at the end of the show. Thank you, Eden Harmony, for being with us here today, teaching us about how to build a spiritual practice. One more time, where can folks find you?
You can find me on Instagram at With Eden Harmony, and I don't host. I release free meditations every week. and on my website at www.withedenharmony.com.
Thanks again for being with us. And folks, this has been such a great pleasure to find a way to ground ourselves, you know, in the storm using meditation. So please, please, please check out Eden, and then also try to build your own practice, because once we are stable and secure, we can continue to release the things that we don't need in our life and no longer serve us. And with that, again, Happy New Year, and see you later in the month. And we'll be talking about how to build affirmations. So have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Brittany Miles teaches you how to lose to gain it all with the healing power of surrender. Are you ready to lead a happier life? For more information or to connect with Brittany, visit MilesToGoCoaching.com. That's Miles with the number 2, G-O, coaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.